It was billed in advance as an announcement of Senator Chuck Hagel's future, with the Nebraska Republican, a forceful opponent of President Bush's Iraq war policy, throw his hat into the ring for the White House. Would he retire from politics altogether? Ultimately, he declared nothing, at least for now.
I'm here today to announce that my family and I will make a decision on my political future later this year.
Joining us to talk about today's non-announcement is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Hello, Don.
Hi there.
So, not what anyone expected, I guess.
Yeah, we just didn't know. They really kept a lid on this thing. There was no leak, even though we knew this announcement was scheduled last week. We did know there was a very real possibility he might come out and say he's not running for president. But what surprised us is how he didn't address any of the questions relating to his political future. He did do one thing we expected today. He talked about Iraq, and after all, that's his issue. It's the reason why we're even talking about him. He's a Republican who has been a very strong critic of the war and a thorn in the White House's side on this issue. So it came up. Here's what he said about it.
America is facing its most divisive and difficult issue since Vietnam, the war in Iraq. This is an issue that I have been deeply involved in. I want to keep my focus on helping find a responsible way out of this tragedy and not divert my energy, my efforts, and my judgment with competing political considerations.
So, what he's saying there is that Chuck Hagel isn't going away, that he's still going to be very outspoken on this topic, on the war, but not as a presidential candidate, not yet, anyway.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So as he continues to talk about this, where does Hagel stand in the polls? Does he punch through? Do voters know who he is?
Voters do not know who he is. He's well known in Washington, but his name recognition is very low across the country and in key primary states. Then if you look at just the broader polls, here's how the Republican side breaks down. Up at the top, you've got Giuliani and McCain. A bit behind them, you have Mitt Romney. And then way below, you've got this group with 1% or 2% or 3% in the polls. That's where Chuck Hagel lives. In New Hampshire, in one poll, he was at 1%. They had to round him up to 1%, the pollsters. So all of that makes it hard to really raise any money. Doesn't mean he couldn't move those numbers if he really got out there. But again, he was going to start at the bottom.
Now, if he did run, he would run as a candidate with military experience, but someone who's very outspoken about this war. What are the prospects for an anti-war Republican in the Republican primaries?
Well, this really would have been the test. But again, you know, the latest polls in New Hampshire show him barely registering. And the other thing you look at in the polls is who are these Republican voters in these Republican primaries? And there are still strong numbers among those Republicans in support of the war. What they do is they see it as part of the broader war on terror. So you're getting support for the war. So he's running counter to that. But the other thing he does, and maybe he's positioning himself for the future still, he is adamant that he is not an anti-war candidate. He says the use of force must be the last resort and that it must be a wise and smart use of force. Another dig at the White House there.
Now, a couple of quick things before we let you go. Might Hagel consider running as an independent?
He talked about how these issues are bigger than any political party. So he could. That indeed sounds almost like a mission statement for an independent run. But again, we don't know.
And we should say that there are other Republicans who are doing the same thing, keeping their options open.
Newt Gingrich is one, the former House Speaker, and Fred Thompson, the former U.S. Senator, the past TV and movie actor, the present TV and movie actor, once played a president in the movies himself. He may get in.
And eager to play a president again, apparently, this time at the White House.
Quite possibly.
Thank you, Don.
Mm-hmm.
That was NPR's Don Gagne.